When animals get up in the morning. I love this easily adaptable song that is a great alternative to Old MacDonald. And it goes like this. When cows get up in the morning, they always say good day. When cows get up in the morning, they always say good day. Moo, 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 moo. That is what they say. They say moo, 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 moo. That is what they say. When ducks get up in the morning, they always say good day. When ducks get up in the morning, they always say good day. Quack, 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 quack. That is what they say. They say quack, 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 quack. That is what they say. So right off the bat, there's a lot of simple things you can do to adapt this song. You can print out pictures, animal pictures, and have the students identify each animal, add them into the song. They can also suggest what sounds the animals make. You can use stuffed animals and bring out a stuffed animal, hand one to each child if you have enough, and use those as a way of generating ideas for each verse. You can, with your older students, your preschoolers and pre-K students, they can suggest animals to go in the song. And I like, with my older students, my pre-K students, to choose animals that don't have obvious animal sounds. So this is a good way of challenging those older students. And it also invites some great discussions about what sounds do certain animals make. So, for example, a few months ago, some of my students suggested zebra for one of the videos that I was making, and it was a video that had animals that made different sounds as part of the song. And we were discussing what kinds of sounds do zebras make. And so after doing a little reading and researching, we learned that zebras can make a sound that sounds like barking, like a dog. They make a number of sounds, but this is one of the sounds that zebras make. And so we were all very fascinated to learn that zebras can bark. So that's one way that you can extend the learning and get the children interested and excited about some of the questions that come up by adding in animals that aren't your typical animals that you would put in Old MacDonald, i.e. farm animals. Another way of extending this song, again, for your older students, is if you have a pitched instrument in your classroom, such as a keyboard, or if you have something like these wonderful resonator bells, these are great for adding in with certain songs. And this one is a great song for having your students play on the animal sounds. In the recording that's included with this course, it is pitched in the key of C, and the animal sounds are always on the pitch G. Moo, 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 that is what they say. They say moo, 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 that is what they say. So if you have a pitched instrument, you could have several students around the keyboard, and they could play the note G every time the animal sound comes in. Or if you have these resonator bells, they could play the G. The other thing you can do is, let's say you only have one set of resonator bells and you've got 15 students in your class, it would take 15 times to go around for everybody to play the G. You can include, it's not going to match the exact pitch of the sound, but it is going to fit the chord. You could include C, E, and G. I'm trying to hold these so you can see them. So all three of these would fit that part. Moo, 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 that is what they say. They say moo, 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 that is what they say. So all three, C, E, and G, and you also have a high C, whoops. you also have a high C here as well. So this could be four students all playing at the same time on that part with the sounds. It's important to note that if you're trying to match the chord, the C chord is on the animal sounds. Moo, 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 moo. That that is, but that it changes right after that. What they say, moo, 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 moo. That is what they say. It doesn't change for very long. So you really could have your students play for that whole section of the animal sounds. And then I would have them take their mallet and hide it behind their back for the first part when you're singing, when dogs get up in the morning, they always say good day. Because that part does have a more frequent switching back and forth between the one chord and the five chord, or the C chord and the G chord. So those are some ways that you can extend the song in your classroom and make this song work with students all the way up to pre-K and kindergarten.